Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake.
But this time, I cannot fail. Rakes, my old arch enemy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
You know, I think a lot of times people don't have a really positive image of the government.
Tell me something I don't know.
But the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So Biden wants to make fundamental change, according to Jen Psaki, in the economy. A mission is being accomplished here, you know. You see that the Social Security payments next year are going up 5.9%. That's the most in 40 years since the hangover from the Jimmy Carter stagflation economy. Now it's, and you know, 5.9% seems like a lot, but, you know, everybody is just saying, well, you know, maybe I'll only lose 4 or 5% of my buying power, because inflation's going to be close to double digits in all likelihood. Anyway, we got a lot planned. The president, Mr. Fundamental Change in the Economy, is speaking at the White House right now. We won't take any of it. It's about the supply chain problems. So, you know, I guess he's announcing the names of some port directors that are with him. But of course, you know what that means. You know, if your name's any more, anybody who can screw up the name Marty Walsh is going to have a problem with probably 80-90% of the names of Americans.
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
Yeah, you sure did. That's a recurring, that should be on a loop somewhere. All right, 844-500-4242. We will play Joe's, Dementia Joe's greatest hits as time goes on. And first of all, I wanted to say we do not yet have an update on the condition of the hospitalized Massachusetts state trooper who took the shot, the jab, on Friday in a couple of days, and now he's in intensive care at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And we hope to know more as the afternoon goes on. And there are other developments. We're being told now that the state retirement board in Massachusetts is being overwhelmed with people applying to go out on to retire before this mandate on Sunday. You have to be vaccinated by Sunday, and then we're also being told that both the MBTA, the Rapid Transit in Boston, and Massport Authority, which is Logan Airport, they are also going to implement that. These are other Baker quasi-public authorities, as they're called, but they're going along with it as well. So it's going to be a real mess here for everybody concerned. And they're going to have I don't know what they're going to have the National Guard doing. It sounds like they're already strained, but we're going to keep up with this as the afternoon progresses and we get closer and closer to it. I wanted to start though today with another unfolding a major problem in New England, and that's in Maine, where Central Maine Medical Center posted on Monday that it is suspending pediatric heart attack and trauma admissions. This is the big hospital in Lewiston. It serves Lewiston-Auburn area, which is a big swath of Central Maine, obviously. The announcement came after the hospital gave a grim contingency plan to lawmakers. This is from the Bangor Daily News. That included cutting intensive care bed units, intensive care unit beds by 50% if it loses all workers who remain unvaccinated when the mandate, the state mandate, goes into effect this month. There is no testing alternative for the hospital, and the hospital, Central Maine Medical, and many lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, want that. But Janet Mills nixed it yesterday. Central Maine Medical cited unprecedented health care workforce shortages in a Tuesday statement yesterday. A COVID-19 pandemic workforce shortage has led to 500 job openings across the hospital's parent group, which has said it could lose up to 200 workers of 3,000 left in total unless they decide to get vaccinated within a few days. For now, patients who arrive at the Lewiston Hospital's emergency room will be screened and stabilized before possibly being transferred to another hospital. The trauma diversion status would be reviewed every 24 hours. You know, you're injured in I don't know, a fall or an automobile accident. I mean, you want to get to the nearest place. You're in deep pain. Most likely. I think if you've been through it, you know what I'm talking about. And most of us have at one time or another. I mean, you don't want, if you're injured in the Lewiston-Auburn area, you don't want to have to go to Portland to get treatment. I mean, what do we turn? We're turning into a third world country. 844-500-4242. 207 says, U.S. judge sided with Mills. The ruling was a rubber stamp repeat of Mills' ravings. I know people have been telling me, why don't these unions, like the state police unions, like one of the MBTA unions, for instance, the Carmen, Local 589, why don't they get into federal court, and away from Baker's judges? Well, now we're back to Massachusetts, you know, the people he pays. But I don't think it's that much different. I mean, these people who are judges tend to be operatives of the deep state. They're true believers. They don't believe really in freedom, I don't think. I mean, a few of them do. There was a ruling, I guess, in New York, yesterday by a federal judge. And there's a reason why Biden doesn't have OSHA, or is Biden's caregivers. Biden knows nothing about it. Boy, Biden's caregivers won't have OSHA, introduce this executive order to require employers of over 100 people to vax their employees or fire them, because I don't think it would stand up in court, at least at the Supreme Court level. The hospital in Lewiston will also be closing its neonatal intensive care unit at the end of the month due to resignations of key workers. The trauma diversion status would be reviewed every 24 hours, while the halting of pediatric care will continue until further notice. And so, you know, here's Mills, the governor, is trying to stonewall this thing and just, you know, her way or the highway, and she doesn't care what the hell happens, right? But I mean, there's the Democrat legislators in that area, Lewiston, Auburn, they say, what the hell's going on here? Ned Claxton, one of the local lawmakers, he wants a testing alternative. And so they're gonna try to do something here. So meanwhile, former Governor LePage, who's running for governor, he's issued a press release. He says Mills' heavy-handed mandate threatens Mainers' health care and Maine jobs. Janet Mills' medical provider mandate, her unwise edict, is harming the health care of Mainers and is forcing people out of work. This was a prepared statement. Many medical and emergency service personnel have called for alternatives and flexibility, including regular testing, as opposed to Mills' heavy-handed mandate. Maine's ambulance personnel, our nursing homes, and our hospital personnel are being ignored, with disastrous consequences for the people of Maine. It's just one more symptom of Janet Mills' backroom big government way of decision-making. This is terrible what's going on. This is every state. They're having these kinds of problems. 844-500-4242, the Maine Fire Chiefs Association, which represents a lot of EMS, emergency medical service, first providers, said the mandate would have far-reaching and long-lasting effects on the ability of EMS agencies to provide critical public safety services to the citizens of our community. Multiple Maine nursing homes have announced their closure. Nursing homes are directly attributing some blame to these mandates, which you have to be vaccinated, and testing is not an alternative. It's just crazy. Just crazy. 844-500-4242. News reports indicate Central Maine Medical Center will be forced to slash intensive care beds by half and medical surgical beds by 40%. It's, you know, and, you know, again, we're going to try to stay on top of this. We're going to try to stay on top of what's going on in Massachusetts with the state police, with the Department of Correction Union, which they're, you know, they're also getting knuckled, bare-armed here. 844-500-4242. You know, it's, I don't know. I don't know where it's going to end, but we're going to stay on top of everything here today, and we got a lot to get to. We'll have Joe Biden sound cuts. We will. We've got all sorts of stuff here. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. Half a minute, 30 seconds. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS locations as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Hey, there's the Rolling Stones. Casino Boogie. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these three Biden cabinet members is most in over his head?
And we know they're all in over their head, and they're all corrupt, and they're all terrible. But I just I listened to Buttigieg and Marty Walsh the last couple of days, and then I just threw in Blinken as the third one. So that's how we made the decision. That if you want to say hey, what about Merrick Garland? What about Mayorkas? So, well, okay, so what are my choices?
Your choices are Pete Buttigieg, Walsh, Marty, or Antony Blinken.
I'm going to go with Pete Buttigieg because his response was even dumber than Walsh Marty's.
Buttigieg, 32%, 12% for Walsh Marty, and 57% for Antony Blinken.
But Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, knows how to surrender in 15 different languages. Doesn't that count for something? That's very important in the Biden administration. Okay, you got all afternoon to vote on that. We now have a cheap bastard deal for you.
It's It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, we broadcast live from Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire this summer. We had a great time, Grace and I. It's the largest arcade in the world, founded in 1952 by Bob Lawton, who still works there every day. Fun Spot provides quality entertainment and an atmosphere right for the entire family, and its array of fun is continually growing. As I always say, fun for kids from 8 to 80. Fun Spot offers over 600 games, including 300 classic arcade games, a 20-lane 10-pin, and Candlepin Bowling Center. Give me Candlepin any day. Cash bingo, indoor mini golf, a restaurant, a tavern, and more. While supplies last, you can purchase $50 in Fun Spot tokens for just $25. Get your half-off Fun Spot tokens now by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking on store. With us now to tell us more about Fun Spot is owner-operator Dave Lawton. Dave, we had such a great time last summer, and we look forward to going back there next summer as well.
Howie, it's great to be on your show again, and that was so much fun for us. And we're hoping maybe we get you back again for another live remote. And we're kicking off next year is going to be marking 70 years for Fun Spot, so it might be a good time to get you back up and Grace as well, and have another good time. We'll challenge you again to another game of Globetrotter pinball, maybe, or something like that to make it more exciting.
You got to bring back Pinball Wizard. That's what I wanted. That'll really bring back some memories for me. But anyway, it's great. So you're open all winter, though, right? You're in Laconia, right? The ski area. So, you know, it's a good thing. Christmas is coming up. You need gifts to give. And $50 for $25, you look like you're a real swell, you know, when you give these kinds of gifts. And, you know, you can use them when you're up skiing and you want to take a little time off in the winter, or you can just wait till summer and use them.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this is an incredible deal right here. You get $50 worth of gift cards for $25. We've got 600 games you can play. 300 of those are the classics that we've been talking about, you know, the old Globetrotters and Pinball Wizard pinballs. And there's so much to do here when you come up. And it's a hop, skip, and a jump up 93. We're just off Route 93 if you're heading up in the North Country to Loon Mountain Canyon to ski. You jump off here, and it's a good stopping point, almost midway between on your trip. So you can hop in here, have some fun with the kids, take a break, get something to eat, play some games, either on your way up or on your way back. And we also have Gunstock Recreation Area here as well. So there's a lot of recreational opportunities in the winter, and we are open every day, 7 days a week.
It's just a really great spot, and you know, when we were up there before, people were texting in and stopping by, and they've been going there for generations. And you know, if you're going to continue the family tradition, this is a good way to do it, you know, with the $50 gift certificate for just $25. And so, what are the hours of Fun Spot at this time of year, Dave?
This time of year, we open midweek. We're going to be open. We're opening at noontime, noon to 10 p.m. every day. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sundays, we open at 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and then 10 p.m. on Sunday. But open every day, and all the attractions inside are open, and the cash bingo is run by charity, so that runs on its own schedule. Those are nightly scheduled. I have to check the website, funspotnh.com, to see more about the cash bingo, but the rest of the facility is open every day, and we're still rocking and rolling here. We had a great summer, and a lot of that, I think, you kind of awakened a lot of people with your live remote and brought a lot of customers in. I know I spent some time talking with some folks that were up from all across the Eastern Seaboard, really, but Connecticut most recently. There was a couple that came in, just were having a great time. They made the trip just to visit Fun Spot and see the world's largest arcade.
Excellent. We love our listeners from on WPOP and WHYN in Springfield and POP in Hartford. And it's just 413 says, I had dinner there just last night at the tavern. Great food. So this is Dave Lawton. Thanks for being with us. We will see you next summer, Grace and I. Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Go to HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. $50 worth of Fun Spot tokens for just $25. Use them now, anytime. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, and those fun spot gift certificates are the $50 worth of tokens. It is a good gift at Christmas time for the kids, especially if they liked it last summer. They're looking forward to going to it again. It's a nice way to stock up and a little extra treat from Santa. 844-500-4242. In Massachusetts we have this situation where the National Guard keeps getting called up. They were called up to drive school buses, then they were called up to handle COVID testing. Now they're going to be called up. Now they're being called up to staff the prisons after they start firing or suspending prison guards who don't get the jab as of Sunday. And so every time they call up the National Guard, that creates a vacancy somewhere else, right? Because these guys all have jobs. So 774 just sent me a text. I work for a police department that is extremely short-staffed. One of our officers who was in the National Guard just got activated to work in the state prisons to replace correction officers who refused to get the jabs. This will leave us even more short-staffed. The problem is the police officer also refuses to get the jab, and now the state doesn't know what to do. I was wondering about that, but now we have an answer, and I'll bet he's not the only the only police officer / National Guardsman who's been called up to work in the prisons who's in this predicament. And what are they going to do? And is Charlie Baker going to be asked about this? He had two appearances today. The first one was just about climate change, just more nonsense, more just ridiculous crap from him. I just got, before we get to Gray, I want to just play one cut from his. This, you talk about panic porn. Listen to this. Cut 3 from Charlie Baker.
We've already experienced, as I said before, many of the impacts associated with climate change, and we certainly anticipate that these will only intensify over time. This previous summer, we experienced 4 significant heat waves, more than 25 days of over 90 degrees, 3 tropical storms, a record amount of precipitation, and significant flooding across the state.
And that's different than every other summer. How exactly?
He's disappointed in his son.
Can you imagine that, Grace? There was a heat wave in the summer. There was a tropical storm that roared out of the Caribbean. That's never happened before. And there were floods.
Howie, what was floods. It like when you were younger growing up and there was no heat waves? What was that like?
It was wonderful. I remember that some springs in at Deerfield, we couldn't play sports for a week or so because the Deerfield River would overflow as the snow melted, as the global warming took place, as the days got longer and it and the spring and summer neared, But I guess it's much worse now, Grace, than it was then.
Oh, of course.
Because that's what Charlie Parker just said.
And anything Charlie Parker says, we know we can trust.
I don't want Charlie Parker talking. I don't want Charlie Parker, the weatherman. I want Charlie Parker, in his white coat, telling me what's going to happen to this state cop who's in intensive care because he had to get the jab. And is this this is on Charlie Parker, just like those 76 dead veterans at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, just like all those 9,000 people dead in the nursing homes where he took $52,000 from their operators. Ugh. All right, Grace. Enough with you. Oh, one more here from 207. I'm up in Maine. What's more likely to kill me, a heart attack or the Wu flu? Give me the unvaccinated cardiologist, please. That makes two of us. Yes, I'll go with that. I don't. If I'm having the big one, as Fred Sanford used to say, I don't care if the cardiologist or the whoever, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist who's going to give me some painkiller, I don't care if they're unvaccinated or not. Bring them on. Bring them in. All right. Sorry, Grace. Go ahead.
No problem. I'm actually really glad you brought up global warming to start, because California Governor Gavin Newsom has decided that he is going to ban gas lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and more. He signed a bill on Saturday that moves to ban gas-powered lawn equipment in the state, including lawnmowers and leaf blowers, in an effort to limit air pollution. I know, Howie, that you love to mow the grass in Florida and in Wellesley. I know you're, you know, a big handyman. You like to go outside. You like to work hard on your lawn. So this
I mowed a lot of lawns, Grace, in my day. I really did. And I had big lawns up from when I was a kid up to about the time I
did
was
you really
40
mow them?
Or so. Yeah, I really mowed them, yeah.
Was that
I did.
Before or after you installed the insulation in the attic?
Some before and some after.
Does the chair detect the needle?
But what I'm saying, the point I wanted to make today, though, is I was taking a walk today down by Publix. You know where I walk. You know where that is, right?
Yes, yes.
And I saw this guy, and he had a leaf blower, and it was making a lot of noise. And I was really happy to see it, though, because I'd read the story about how they're being banned in California. And it reminded me again how thankful I am to be living in free America, where you can still make a lot of noise with a gasoline-powered leaf blower.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, when lawnmowers are outlawed, only outlaws will have lawnmowers and leaf blowers. So
I have an electric power washer as opposed to a gas-powered.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep any pressure.
Well, what are we going to do? You know, and again, when winter comes and there's a snowstorm that dumps 10 inches in Massachusetts, Charlie Parker is going to be blaming that on global warming, too, or global cooling, or climate change, or extreme climate, or something. So what would you rather – is he going to ban snow blowers, too? Snow blowers are – you know, they got to be as much of a threat to Mother Gaia as gasoline powered leaf blowers, right?
Hey, I don't know. I don't make the rules. I just read the headlines. Howie, this will also get you very frustrated. The FDA wants to radically reduce salt in the nation's food supply. Health officials are urging food manufacturers and services to take drastic action against America's insatiable appetite for salt.
I just had a snack before I went on the air, Grace. Would you care to guess what it was?
Potato chips?
Cheddar cheese ripples.
Ooh, very good. We have a lot of pretzels.
You know why?
At
you know why
house.
I did that? You know why I did that? My doctor told me I wasn't getting enough sodium in my diet.
All you need to do, really, if your doctor ever tells you you're not getting enough sodium, just eat one pickle. And that will set you up for the rest of your life.
My aunt used to tell me that when I'd eat some pickles. And she said, stop eating so many of those pickles. It's going to dry out. That vinegar will dry out your blood.
You know,
I just kept thinking about that over it. I couldn't get it out of my mind. I still can't get it out of my mind.
You know, my
Dr. Doris told me that.
My mom used to say when we would chew gum and we would swallow it, she used to tell me it will stick to your heart. And so all I could picture every time I swallowed gum, until I was like a full-grown adult, was all of the gum just sticking on to my heart for the rest of time.
Yeah, sometimes we do an hour on Groundhog Day, you know, just the things your parents told you that were just so, and your relatives told you that were just so preposterously untrue, but you were expected to believe it, like vinegar drying up your blood or gum sticking to your heart.
Or crossing your eyes and they'll get stuck that way. That was another one in my house. Howie, today's Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. I got it at Toyota. I lease it. And the process of leasing it was so easy. They have a beautiful, sparkling, clean showroom. It's very easy to find. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. And everyone there is absolutely phenomenal. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them and tell them I sent you. You'll have a very nice experience. Katie Couric, Howie, she has a book out. And we know from our own experience that Katie Couric has had instances in the past where she's edited interviews. Do you care to give the listeners a little refresher on that?
Well, there was one about guns.
I think it was with the NRA.
Yeah, that's the one I particularly remember.
Well, now she's admitting to another one. Katie Couric has admitted that in a 2016 interview...
Oh, I heard it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She withheld RBG's harshest comments on kneeling during the national anthem. She was elderly and probably didn't understand the question, Couric explained in the 500-page scorched earth biography. While the interview that was eventually published by Yahoo News did include Ginsburg saying that she believes not standing for the anthem was dumb and disrespectful, it did not include her strongest feelings on the act, which included her saying, now this is the quote that they have here, not standing for the anthem shows a contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. As they became older, they realized this was a youthful folly, and that's why education is important. I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up for doing it. I would point out how ridiculous it seems to me to do such an act. Kirk was such a big fan of RBG that she just couldn't let that stand. She didn't want her to get
She would have been canceled for saying something truthful.
I remember her
commonsensical.
I remember her saying that, and she was teetering on the edge of being canceled. So I'm sure if they had released the full quote, she definitely would have qualified for cancellation. Howie, Blue Origin blasts Star Trek star William Shatner to space. I don't know if you saw this. William Shatner's 90 years old. He does not look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks the same that he's looked for the last 50 years. He's one of those
guys.
Well,
I wouldn't say he doesn't look quite the same as he did when he was on the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, that's true. Howie, what do you think about sending all these people? It's weird to me. Like, Jeff Bezos just seems to be plucking random people and saying, oh, I'll get the oldest guy. Okay, now I'll get William Shatner. Okay, now I'll get, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, if he wants to go, I think it's fine. I mean, would you go? I wouldn't go.
I would not go.
No.
I have zero interest in going to space. I would rather go to, like, Italy or something.
No, I'd rather go out to dinner tonight at Trevini's.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I would much prefer to just go sit at a bar, watch a football game, and have a glass of wine than go to space. But maybe that's because I'm not adventurous. Maybe I'm just so boring.
Yeah, I don't know. That would actually be a good poll question for later in the week for either you or me. Would you like to, if you had a chance, would you go into space? I think most people would say no.
I get kind of motion sickness.
I'd say it'd be about 80 to 20. How about you, Taylor? What would you do?
I think he only went into space for a few minutes. They were down.
Yeah, but you could die. Yeah, but you could die though in those few minutes.
You could die walking to Publix.
I could, but the odds would be are really heavily against it as opposed to going into space.
I don't know. I think I might if it's just for an hour or so.
Yeah, that's what they said on the Challenger too.
What, that was one time.
Well, now it's kind of like, it's not even going into space. I know technically, okay, you're breaking whatever, the atmosphere, whatever it's called, the orbit or whatever, but you're really just popping up and popping down. It's like a roller coaster. It's like the Tower of Terror. Just go to Disney World and you can have the same experience. And then you don't have to sit next to Jeff Bezos.
I don't want to go to Disney World either because I don't want them yelling at me. If I just walk up the street to Trevini's, no one's going to yell at me.
Howie, I'm just
going to
point your chair.
There are no mask Nazis in space.
I'm going to point your chair towards a window, and that's going to be Howie's ride for the day. That's as much adventure as you can take. All right, that's it for me, guys. I'll be back tomorrow with more Grace's news.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to have one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit last month, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to my show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off the dental work for a year and a half or so, don't procrastinate any longer. If the longer you put it off, the more painful and the more expensive it's likely going to be. Go to Perfect Smiles. Their new protocols make the visit more pleasant than ever. Visit their website today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you're a Howie Carr Show listener. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
on the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
We have some Biden cuts that we'll play after the top of the next hour, and we will also get into the situation with all these COVID mandates coming down there. The deadline in the city of Chicago is midnight tonight, and they're predicting that up to 50% of the police force is still not vaccinated. So they don't know what's going to happen there tomorrow. They have enough trouble controlling the streets against the gangbangers now, and they're way down in terms of cops for obvious reasons, and no one wants to deal with it, and no one wants to end up as the next person that's becomes the target of the woke warriors for defending his life. And God only knows what's going to happen in Chicago. And again, it's the hospitals are shutting down wards everywhere. The National Guard has been called up to take over the prisons, or to take over administration of the prisons, and letting the administrators go to work behind the walls. It's just a big mess. Everything is screwed up. And one texter says, what's the National Guard going to be doing next? Manning McDonald's? Yeah, I don't know. 617, why not deploy the National Guard to help unload shipping containers and get the goods to places that need them? I don't think being a, unloading, it's not like the old days where you were a longshoreman. It's not like on the waterfront. You have to know how to operate heavy equipment now. And I don't think the National Guard has the wherewithal to do that. I could be wrong, but I don't think they could do it long term. And the problem is that there's no one to drive the trucks either. That's another thing. And the truck, if they ever issue these OSHA guidelines that Biden said he was going to mandate by executive order more than a month ago. The truckers may have to get vaccinations, and there's going to be a hell of a lot of them are just going to walk away, just like in every other field that this is going on. So this is a big mess, and it's only going to get worse. And of course, Joe Biden today, you'll hear him stumbling through the stuff. But guess what? He didn't take any questions. Why didn't they just start? Hey, Brandon.
Hey. Let's go, Brandon.
Would he have responded if this President Brandon? Let's go, Brandon. Let's take some questions here, Brandon. Come on. You think he would have had a better reaction to that than you, Mr. President? We haven't seen you.
To be clear,
how many bowls of ice cream have you had since we saw you last? Is the cat here yet? Ugh, pitiful. Pitiful. 844-500-4242. Somebody wants to know that they say they need their lawn raked. Can they get the National Guard out to rake the lawn? They're doing everything else. Why not? You know, just if you, as long as you make the contribution to Charlie Parker or his lieutenant governor pay to play. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. I'm Howie Carr.